الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on December 17, 2008 by Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the occasion of Eid al-Ghadir. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is so highly regarded by all Muslims with regard to his knowledge, piety, and courage. In fact, all Muslims share the same opinions in regard to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. What we Muslims have to consider today is the fact that Shia Muslims have protected this belief like their own lives over many consecutive years. Shia Muslims preserved their beliefs despite all opposition. Everyone is more or less aware of the enmity that is shown towards Shia Muslims and the pressure that has been exerted on them. Despite all these acts, Shia Muslims promoted the teachings of Shia Islam. Shia jurisprudence, or fiqh, kalam, philosophy, and civilization, as well as different sciences of Shia Islam, stand out in the history of Islam. And so do the ideas of Shia Muslims and the prominent figures of Shia Islam. Therefore, Shia Muslims have preserved their beliefs and will continue to do so in the future as well. However, you should note that such beliefs should not turn into a source of discord. This is a point which I have mentioned several times over the years and which I still emphasize.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
We are aware of the enemy's intentions and the evil goals which they try to achieve through fomenting discord in the Muslims' world. They try to achieve their goals under different pretexts, such as the conflict between Shia and Sunni Muslims. By enemy, I mean the enemies of Islam and the Holy Quran. I mean those who are opposed to monotheism and the commonly held beliefs of Muslims. I do not mean those who are opposed to certain aspects of Islam. The enemies try to foment discord in the Muslims' world. They know that the unity of Muslims is harmful to them. The enemies were witness to the fact that the Islamic Revolution attracted many hearts in the Muslim world after its victory. This was all due to the grandeur of the Islamic Revolution. Even those who were not Shia Muslims were attracted to the Islamic revolutions.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.